Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations radio show, where you will find tools you can use to change and transform your life right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness at omtimes.com. To listen live to the Om Times Radio Network, you can type omtimes.com/IOM into your internet browser bar, either on your desktop, your laptop, or on any of your handheld devices. And to keep it short and sweet and easy, you can just type in the letters IOM.FM into your browser and find the Om Times Radio Network live radio show page that way as well. Regardless of how you find us, the cool thing is that you won't have to download and install any apps on your mobile devices in order to listen. And IOM.FM is your direct link to inspirational and informative talk shows, as well as musical offerings from stellar performers and artists. So I encourage you to make IOM.FM your 24-hour listening choice for insightful conversations related to spirituality, personal growth and development, to enhance your life and to bring more relaxation to yourself and your home as you listen to music that will touch your heart, soothe your soul, and enliven your life every day. Again, that's IOM.FM. And I'm sharing that because I know many of you find this show either at iTunes, Intuned, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spreaker, and a lot of the other podcast outlets, but you can listen to me live now on Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern at IOM.FM. Well, this is Sylvia Henderson, your host, and I am back. I've been gone for almost half a year, about 7 months to be precise, pretty much most of 2017. And where I've been is what you might be wondering. Well, I've enjoyed almost half of a year surrounded by nature, meditating on thoughts of praise, gratitude, and love. And wow, it's really been quite the year. So later in the show, I'm going to share a little bit about that, because the topic is praise, gratitude, and love and how it's changed my life. But I want to talk with you a little bit about what's going on for this year, because we just left 2017. Today is January 3rd, and I want to wish you all a very happy new year. And I really do hope and pray that 2018 is the very best year of your life. And I also want to share with you that the energy for this year, for 2018, has the potential to deliver you a really great year, especially if you have done your work last year. And by that, I mean that you consciously chose to step away from what was no longer serving you and your life, especially anything connected to fear or fearful thoughts. Last year was the year to drop worry and fearful thoughts, even though it appeared that there were plenty of things to worry about and be fearful about. And I know that sounds pretty counterintuitive, but the events of last year arose in our lives so that we could face them and allow ourselves and our attention to be turned back to source, what is true, to the abundantly resourceful nature of the divinity within us all, in the midst of what was perceived as adversity and unexpected challenges and changes. And I'll talk a little bit about the vibrational energy of 2018 from the perspective of numerology in just a little bit. Last year was the year to open our hearts and trust that the universe had our back. And this year, as I said, the energy is going to be quite different because we're going to be very supportive, and this is going to be a really good year. But before I get into that, let's talk about what's going on in the month of January. So January 1st was a full moon. It was our first full moon of the year. And we'll have our second full moon on January 31st. So this month is literally bookended by two full moons. Excuse me. Now, I wish that I was an expert astrologer, but I'm not. So, but I can dive into what this means energetically. And that is that in this month, you will want to take some time to center in your heart and really write out your intentions and your prayers and your desires and dreams for 2018, because the energy of a full moon is very supportive for intuitive connection and manifestation. Typically, you want to set your intentions on the actual date of a full moon, but with the month being bookended by two full moons, I think it's safe to say that any day this month is going to be a good day to co-create with the universe. The only caveat that I would like to add is that you do this from a place of unconditional love and not from a place of fear or desperation. Because while all of this lunar energy that we have is very supportive, as I said, for manifestation and co-creation, excuse me, I should drink some water. This is the first time I've done a live show in a while, folks. we need to make sure that this lunar energy, which I must be feeling some of that right now, doesn't activate our emotional body and cause us to feel, you know, out of sorts or off kilter. So be mindful of this. And if you're feeling fearful or overwhelmed by life in any way, before you sit down and decide to write out what your desires are and what you want to manifest and create in the coming year, make sure that you first feel very grounded, very centered and calm and hopeful, and allow yourself to bring in the expansive earth energy, and then meditatively write down what you desire to see come to fruition for this year. Also, try to allow things to just flow through you this year instead of resisting or judging what might come your way this month, especially as you're in this container of being able to manifest, because you'll want to put your most positive energetic foot forward as you focus on what you'd like to see come your way. Be sure to take care of yourself this month. Last year was a rocky year for everyone, and we are all recuperating from that influence. So I wanted to share that with you first. And then let's look at what we've left behind in 2017 and what we are entering into in this new year from the perspective of the vibration of numbers. So in numerology, 2017 was a 1 year. And if you're wondering how I'm coming up with this number, it's really just simple math. You just take the four numbers of a year and you add them together. So 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 7, that equals 10. And then unless the sum of those four numbers add up to what is called a master number, which would be either an 11 or 22 or a 33, you then reduce any two-digit summations by adding them together until you end up with a single digit. So I know that's a mouthful, And don't worry, I've done this for you. So in the case of 2017, when we add those four numbers together, they equal 10. And then you add the 1 and the 0 of the 10 together. And then, of course, that equals 1, which is what made 2017 a 1 year. So the reason I love numerology is because it's so super easy. Anyone can use the science of numerology. I'm going to step out on a limb and call it science, but it is a great way to get a general overview and insights about a situation or a person or places or yourself. Astrology is much more complicated, at least it is for me. So I love leaning into the numbers when I want to look at what a year might be bringing forward. So everyone on the planet was influenced in some way by the number one. 2016 was a 9 year, that was a year of endings, and 2017 was a 1 year, and that's all about new beginnings. And you would think new beginnings would be like a brand new baby being born. Well, in a sense, that's kind of what happened in 2017, but it was based upon the energy from that last 9 year cycle. What have we learned as humanity in those last 9 years has influenced what we received as a jumping off place last year. And apparently we didn't learn our lessons very well because there was a lot of chaos last year that came our way. So number one is about new beginnings, and it's also the number of leadership. And with it being a universal number, it's pretty obvious that leadership was front and center last year. The energy of one offers the opportunity for humanity to be self-aware, harmonize with others, embrace our individuality without diminishing the individuality of another, to master aggression, and to lead alongside each other versus competition. And we got to see a more positive example of number one's leadership being expressed by observing Justin Trudeau, who is the Prime Minister of Canada. While other global leaders, whose names I will not mention here, did miss the mark, I have to say. So 2017 clearly revealed that much more growth and consciousness is being asked of us and required. Now, 2018, when you add its four numbers together, is actually a master number. It is an 11-year this year. And master numbers are game-changing numbers. They vibrate at a much higher octave than the lower numbers, the single-digit numbers. And they offer an environment and the potential to attain self-mastery. So this year, humanity will be given lots of opportunities to overcome our egoic shadow nature. So that sounds lovely, doesn't it? But it may not show up quite lovely. That means that we may have more of our egoic shadow nature being exposed. And we've already kind of seen the influence of 2018. Even as early as, say, November last year, where all of a sudden the fallout with Harvey Weinstein and everything being exposed and what's been going on in Hollywood, where there's been an imbalance of power with men taking advantage of women who were in power, men who were in power taking advantage of women. And all of that is getting exposed and brought to the light. And that's how humanity tends to learn. It's by what's beneath the surface that's causing the issue is just going to come up and be exposed in a very stark, direct way so that we have to deal with it. And so it's not all bad because there's a lot more that comes with the master number 11 that is very supportive as we traverse this new terrain, this new year. Master numbers are the big guns energetically when it comes to change. They are the heavy duty change makers. So yes, we had the winds of change blowing through 2017. And this year, it's like, what do we do now with this brand new playing field? Now that things have been toppled over, it's been chaotic, what's going to come forth now? So here's the beautiful thing about the number of 11, that I just love. It carries the vibration of the old soul. And what that means is that it brings with it intuition, spiritual insight, enhancement of intuitive and psychic abilities, increased sensitivity to each other, as well as empathy and natural intelligence. 2018 will definitely be the year of the healer, of partnership, of collaboration, and of community. The number 11 is a sign of encouragement, and it is the root of the two other higher master numbers. So it is what the master number 22 builds upon, and 33 is what, and 22 is what the master number 33 builds upon. So I'm going to continue sharing all of this great information with you when we return from the break. So stay tuned for more so you can find out what's going to happen for you in 2018.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Well, hello and welcome back. This is Sylvia Henderson on the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show on OMTimes.com, the OM Times Radio Network. And before we went into the break, I was talking a little bit about what's been going on energetically and vibrationally last year, as well as what's coming down the pike for this year, and also a reminder that January is going to be a wonderful time for you to create and set intentions, create your intentions and write down your prayers and be very clear on what you want to manifest for 2018, because the energy is very supportive for you if you are coming from a heart-centered place. So as I was saying before the break, 2018 is a master number 11 vibration for the year, and that is the vibration of the old soul. And with the old soul comes old wisdom, and we're all about intuition this year, and spirituality, and psychic abilities, and the invisible realm. And, you know, I find it interesting that I noticed even TV shows are really starting to embrace more of the intuitive gifts. There's a show called The Healer that's on TLC, where this amazing gentleman from, I think, Melbourne, Australia, his name is Charlie, and he on TV is doing these beautiful healings, and people are having very pronounced recoveries from their symptoms. And we have shows like Hollywood Medium, which I always find that entertaining. So it's really coming to the forefront. The intuitive gifts are going to continue to be embraced more by conventional arenas that typically kind of thought that, oh no, that's too woo-woo, that's out there. But you're going to find people even in corporate America, you know, business owners are seeking intuitive advice for their businesses, because they're realizing that, you know, the energy has shifted so much on the planet, you really can't make decisions based just purely on intellect. It's time to really step into your intuitive knowing, which is why last year there was so much encouragement coming from me, as well as the guest I had on my show, about reconnecting with your inner guidance and being able to hear it and being able to follow that guidance. And so this is the year where we're really going to be able to appreciate the benefit of that, because the world globally is entering into a year where empathy and understanding and respect and mature thinking will begin to reemerge the more we step into reconnecting with our spiritual truth. So it's going to be a phenomenal time for healers, light workers, indigos, intuitives, and those of you who already know your old souls, because the energy for spiritual growth, the healing arts, intuitive wisdom is going to be huge and very supportive for us. So that's very exciting. Last year we saw the discord, the chaos, the division, the egoic thinking and actions playing out, and this year, thankfully, we're going to start to see some sanity return, stability return. We're not going to go back to the way things were prior to 2017, because we're in a whole different energetic field and container. We're definitely on a brand new playing field, but 11 brings us a great deal of stability that we were missing last year, and we thought we'd never see or feel again. So everything that was off kilter is going to start to right itself. Now, we do live in a world of duality, and we can choose to see the glass as half empty, or we can choose to see it as half full, and whatever you focus on expands and becomes your reality. So that's something to really keep in mind. But when we think about the master number of 11, which in a sense is really coming to rescue us out of the chaos we've had. Think of Barack and Michelle Obama when you think of the master number 11. And that might make some of you overjoyed and some of you not overjoyed. I'm really happy about it, because what you need to know is that both of them, they have the 11 is their life path. They are master number 11 individuals and personalities, and so they personify that energy, and we got a sneak peek of how grounding 11 can be. Even the two ones next together build some stability, where that working together energy just provides support that we didn't have with the number one last year. So 2018 really does bode well for humanity. It's going to help us to balance the imbalance and, like I said, the instability we had last year. So this is really a good thing. Some of the strengths and gifts we're going to see this year will be inspirational, uplifting. We'll see charismatic teachers coming to the forefront, creative and inventive solutions to some previously unsolvable or unresolvable problems and situations will be accessible in this year. We'll, especially as people tap into their guidance and they get their information not just from their pattern of thinking, but really the veil is thinning, where we can get more insights from the divine, more creative solutions. We'll see more compassion playing out in the world. Intuition, you know, is the theme. It's going to be just wide open, available on a grander scale, allowing for insightful awareness and idealistic mindsets, which is really encouraging. I love that. The energy of partnership, collaboration, and community, it's just all really, really good. Let's see, what else can I tell you about this? And this is also the year that you are really, this is the year to really love and believe in yourself. This is the year where we're going to need to drop that critical, that self-criticism, you know, that negative Nelly talker in your head that wants to pick you apart. This is the year that we really must learn to love and believe in ourselves, because that's how we're going to change and turn around or get humanity to really heal and move forward, I should say. So it's about acknowledging your personal limits, being realistic, creating some healthy boundaries, but not beating yourself up in the process. And then also finding the strength to speak your truth and to say no. Trusting your intuition, like I said, and embracing your uniqueness, and knowing that you are perfect exactly how you have been designed to be. You are not a mistake. You're here on purpose, and you have something to contribute to humanity. So be honest about your feelings. This is a year to master your sensitivities and create balance and harmony in your life, your home, your relationships, and even in your physical health. So just keep in mind that we create our own reality with our perceptions, and those perceptions are created by our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions, and what we've been taught to believe to be true, which is why discarding fear and worry and trusting our inner guidance is going to be so very, very important, so that you can make 2018 your very best year ever. So I can't express it enough. It's the energy is here to support the heart-centered soul. And if you're feeling stuck, then, you know, might want to think about calling me. This is what I do. I help people move beyond their limitations and their limiting thinking. And if you find that you're unable to trust your intuition, that you find that hard to tap into, or that you find it difficult to believe in yourself, you're just kind of fighting anxiety and self doubt and emotional overwhelm or fear, you know, just know I'm here to help you. And that can happen either way, anyway. It can just be by listening to this show every week, because I have some wonderful guests lined up for you this year. Or you can work with me one-on-one. You know, just know that I am here, because really, truly, we are all in this together. And together we rise. So let's not leave each other behind. Whatever I can do to support the growth of humanity, just know that I am more than willing and ready to do. And if you want to know more about me and the work that I do, visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net. That's intuitive transformations with an S, .net, just like the name of the radio show. And I do see clients, and I work with clients from all over the world. I work with them via Skype, Zoom, and by phone. And just know that I know what it's like to walk through the challenges of life. I've been there, and I do believe I do know the way out. So know that, that I love you. That's really what I want to say. So what's going on in my life that I needed to change? Let's talk about how praise, gratitude, and love changed my life last year and why I needed to change my life last year. After all, I'm so positive and I'm always helping others, right? So what could I have wrong going on in my life? Well, just because someone is intuitive and a healer does not mean that one's life is a bed of roses. In fact, what I have found to be true is that most of the folks that I know who are intuitive, are working psychics and healers and mediums and light workers even, have all either gone through extreme life changes in their life and overcome many obstacles, or they are in the throes of actively doing it even right now. Just because you're intuitive doesn't mean you get out of jail free card. I mean, we're all moving energy out of our life that doesn't serve us. And I will say that while I'm grateful for the challenges I've had because they provided a lot of growth, I'm kind of done with it a little bit. I wanted life to be easier. So around 2016, toward the end of 2016, I actually just started crying out to God, to the universe, to creator of all that is, to my angels, to my guides for help. Because I've had a really challenging life and I'm ready now that I've gone through my Saturn return for life to get easier. And so let me just share a little bit about my personal history and then you'll understand why toward the end of 2016 I was crying uncle. At the age of 13, I was sexually molested. I was raped at 21. I got no counseling for any of these things, by the way. I kind of had to negotiate this on my own. I had an alcoholic father who was physically and verbally abusive, a mother who suffered from mental illness, who died when I was 5. So by the time I was 5 years old, I had already experienced abandonment as I was passed from one relative to another. So I did not grow up in a stable home. By the time I was 21, I was a single mom. And I have a beautiful daughter who I just dearly love. And when I finally thought I had found my happily ever after love, when I was 36, I ended up having to deal through that marriage with the stress of raising two beautiful sons who I love with all my heart, but they were both profoundly affected by autism. And I don't know if you know anything about autism, but it's a very stressful situation as a parent, as a mom, because when you love someone so much and you can't help them, and you have a healer's heart on top of that, and you feel very deeply, it's very painful, and it was very stressful, and so I had to deal with the stress of that, trying to help my sons, and then feeling as if I had failed them, because they improved somewhat, but they were very profoundly affected. My oldest son, who is now 23, is still nonverbal. And my youngest son does have some language, but it's pretty limited. It's probably at the level of like an 18-month-old would have. And it's not like we didn't throw anything and everything that we could at trying to help them. I had therapists come in from as far as New Jersey, coming to where I lived in Bellevue, Washington. I would fly them in with other families and have them work with us, and hired PhD behaviorists and therapists. We had therapists in our home working with our sons every single day, 7 days a week, and yet they just We did not have a happy ending story. And unfortunately, we ended up having to place both of our sons in a group home because their aggression was so severe that it was no longer safe to live with them. You know, it's so I was dealing with the guilt of that on my own. And also during my marriage, I had a mother-in-law who did not like me at all. I would even venture to say she hated me. And my ex-husband during our marriage, we lost, and this is a big number, we lost $2 million in the stock market within a few months' time and ended up with a huge IRS bill that we had to pay. And then there were just other ridiculous stresses that really choked the life out of our 15-year marriage and finally just ended it. So my life has been living proof that Chiron, the wounded healer, and Saturn definitely play heavily in my chart. I divorced in 2010, and then years later, I was bedridden after a bone-popping chiropractic adjustment left me with chronic sciatic nerve pain and a twisted lower spine. So for 12 weeks, I could not walk. I had to lay on one side in excruciating pain and depend on friends and family to bring me food and water and sometimes even help me dress and get out of the shower. And finally, at the end of 2012, I had some help and support. So when we return, I'll come back and I'll finish my little story and I'll tell you how praise, gratitude, and love changed my life last year. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Sylvia Henderson, the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show on OhmTimes.com.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OhmTimes Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OhmTimes Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OhmTimes. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Sylvia Henderson on the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show on OhmTimes.com at IOM.FM. So before we went to the break, I was sharing with you my long history of challenges because, yes, light workers have challenges too. And I think that's why many of us become healers and counselors and coaches and psychics and, you know, because we have these challenges that we need to negotiate through. And I just shared with you some of mine. So before we went to the break, I was talking about when I was bedridden for about 12 weeks and could not walk. And I had a wonderful chiropractor come to my home and used an energetic system called BEST that was able to get me back on my feet after I had sustained injury from a traditional chiropractic adjustment. And so My life completely got turned around as a result. As I continued to heal my body, I continued to heal my life, and I became a professional healer. I had about 14 years of training and practicing and sharing my talents with others for free. But when my back was injured and I couldn't go back to doing anything more physical or even sitting for a long time, I became a professional healer. And fortunately, now I can say I'm fully mobile. My back is very functional. I can bend, I can walk, I can exercise, and I still, every once in a while it tweaks, but, you know, everybody has back problems to a certain degree, but I'm definitely, have been able to be restored physically, so that's really good. And there are no accidents in the universe. All of this I know happened by design. But as I said, I've been through a lot. It's pretty obvious. And as you know, one of the things I'm a huge proponent of is really being aware of the thoughts that you choose, because we create our reality based upon what we believe to be true and what we think, right? Because whatever you focus on expands. But I have to be honest, end of 2016, it had started to become very difficult for me to keep my thoughts and focus on the upside. It wasn't that I couldn't do it, it's just that it took a lot of effort for me to do it. And so there I was in November of 2016 asking for some help, asking for some guidance. You know, how can we make this easier for Sylvia so that I can continue to do the work that I do in helping others, but actually start living life from a more expansive point of view. So here's where it gets interesting. A very good friend of mine purchased a reading for me from her favorite reader who in Bellevue, Washington. And so, and you know, it's an intuitive, it is difficult to read for yourself. So when I get a chance to work with someone who someone says is good, you know, I'm open for it. So this guy says in the reading, you know, you are going to move in 2017. And right then and there is when I knew, oh, this guy is terrible. He's probably the worst psychic I've ever worked with, because there is no way at all that I will ever move. Well, fast forward to today, I was living in Kirkland, Washington at that time, and I am now living in Sebastopol, California. So I have to give him kudos. He was absolutely right. And the way that happened was I was introduced to a form of meditation called Ashaya's Ascension. And this also was an answer to prayer. At the time, I didn't realize to what degree. I was introduced to it by someone who had hired me to do some work for a foundation she was starting that was going to provide services to individuals in the Seattle, Washington homeless community that would give them tools to improve their mindset, tools that were going to change the way that they thought about themselves, about life. And I had the perfect skill set to do that. So one of the things she gifted me with was exposure to this meditation. So I went to learn about this meditation in March of 2017, and it was a weekend training. You learn Ascension, it's called Ascension, in a 2.5-day weekend, so Friday evening, a full day Saturday, and a full day Sunday. And it's all about just learning these four simple phrases. And I know with traditional meditation, it's all about quieting your mind, which is something I would try to do and I just really struggled with. And everyone knows meditation is a practice, that you just stay with it. But it became a more of a chore than a success for me. And you probably feel the same way as well. So I started practicing this new form of meditation called, again, Ashaya's Ascension, by focusing on these four simple phrases that are based on praise, gratitude, and love. And I was surprised, because by just thinking these four phrases, it would quiet down those stressful moments that I would bump up against when I felt like my mind was out of control. And it allowed my body to experience a very deep state of relaxation. And here's what's unique about this. You don't have to sit up in a lotus position to do this, which I love that. You can get as comfortable as you'd like. You can lay down in a bed if you'd like. And if you fall asleep, it's still having a positive effect. If you fall asleep thinking these four simple phrases, it has a way of unwinding your conscious programming, your subconscious programming, I should say. Not just if you fall asleep, even when you're thinking it when you're awake. You can think these thoughts with your eyes open. You can think these thoughts with your eyes closed. And you can think these thoughts as you lay down to go to sleep. And every time you think one of these ascension attitudes, it is having a positive effect of unwinding the subconscious programming that is creating the havoc in your life and in your day-to-day thoughts. And I know you might be thinking, wow, that just sounds too good to be true. And I kind of thought it was too good to be true first, but I was open to trying it. And it's one of those things that you have to experience it to really believe it and appreciate the benefit of it. Now, for me, what was really fascinating was here I was learning this for the first time, and there were several senior teachers there, and they invited me because of the questions I was asking. They asked if I would be interested in attending what they call a teacher's training, which is a 6-month immersion into using this practice. And I have to say, because of the immediate results that I got when I first initially started using Ascension, I thought, wow, for the first time in my life, I actually could see completely deconstructing my life and moving to Tennessee for 6 months and doing that, because I could see the benefit in it for me. It may not be beneficial for everyone, but for me, I could see and I could feel, and I had a real experience of how beneficial it would be for me to just be able to shut down for 6 months and focus only on praise, gratitude, and love. Well, there were a lot of obstacles there. For one, I had this part-time job helping the woman with the foundation that she was creating to help people who were homeless in Seattle. I also had my 2 sons with autism. My youngest son was aging out of the children's program and going to move in with his brother. And I wanted to be there to support that, because this teacher's training thing was going to happen. This was March when I learned, the very next month in April. And there was just no way I was going to be able to make that happen. So I said, no, thank you. And then the pot got sweetened, and it was like, you know what? Well, we even have somebody who will donate airfare miles for you to get there. And I was like, okay. The universe is screaming that it wants me to do this, but I still did not feel comfortable doing it. So I said no. Well, then what happened was that the part-time job went away. The woman who had the foundation, she wanted to go a different route. She didn't want to create programs. She wanted to do something completely different that didn't require my skill set. And then my youngest son transitioned beautifully into the adult program. He and his brother are now happily living together in a home that their father purchased, which I'm like, thank my lucky stars for that, for them to live in together. So they have a place, which kind of helped let me off the hook with having to be the helicopter mom. But the only problem was all of this happened after they had began their teacher training program in Tennessee. And I hope you all are following this. I'm trying to fill this in quickly because I know we're running out of time. To make a long story short, I'm going to fast forward and say circumstances started to align because I said to the universe, oh, I wish I had gone. This was a great opportunity and I said no to it because I could not see from my level of understanding how it could have worked out for me to do that. I had a radio show. I had guests booked. I had just renewed the lease on my condo. I had a ton of furniture I didn't want to put in storage. All these obstacles, all these things were like, you can't do this, you can't do this, but my heart wanted it. So I prayed and I cried out and I said, if there is a way for me to go, open the door and I will go. Well, I was talking to one of the senior teachers. She said she'd call me back because I told her, oh, I wish I had gone. You know, it turns out my son is fine. The job went away and I could see moving. I could see letting go of the things that I have in my home to be there. Well, to make a long story short, she let me know that there was an opening, even though I would be starting a month late. I couldn't believe it. The door completely opened up. My landlord let me out of my lease. I had friends come out of the woodwork to help me get rid of things because I had to be in Tennessee like within 2 weeks after saying yes. I had little signs from the universe. For instance, I woke up the day that I found out that I was going to make this choice and actually go to Tennessee, and my necklace was all in knots. And the only other time my jewelry had ever been in knots was when my father passed away several years ago. And the day after he died, I woke up and my watch was tied in knots, which had never happened. So I knew that that was a sign from my father saying he supported me in going. I was at the grocery store in a checkout line and I was telling someone that I was moving to Tennessee. And the gentleman behind me said, what did you say? And I said, I'm moving to Tennessee. And he said, that's the weirdest thing. And I said, what? And he said, I had a dream last night about Tennessee, and I don't know anyone in Tennessee. I don't know anything about Tennessee. I've never been to Tennessee. I don't even know where it is. And here you are in line in front of me saying you're moving there. And for me, I thought, well, that dream was more for me than for him because it was a way for the universe to show me without a doubt. I love how synchronicities happen, that this was what I was supposed to do. So to make a long story short, I did go to Tennessee, and oh my gosh, I wish I had time on the show to really go into everything that happened and all that transpired and how it's really changed my life. But you'll learn more about that in future shows to come. I'll make sure to bring some of that information in for you because I know we're running out of time today. But I have to tell you, my life is now completely different. And it's lighter and it's easier and it's more joyful because I have been able to harness the power of my mind by choosing what I focus on, which is praise, gratitude, and love. And I thought that I would go there and learn how to teach it and teach it to others. But I decided I don't believe that's really why I went. And maybe I'll be a teacher later, but right now that's not for me because it's a big commitment when you become a teacher, and I won't go into that here. But if you are interested in ascension and if you are interested in maybe learning about it for yourself, this simple little process, and it's so simplistic, even a child can do it, you can go to a website. It's ashaya.info, and Ashaya is ISHAYA.info. You can find a teacher that's as close to you as possible. There aren't a ton of teachers. And, you know, I'll tell you this, people will fly to your location to teach you this. That's how dedicated some of the teachers are. So I have to say to Justin, the psychic in Bellevue, Washington. Yes, you were absolutely right. I did move in 2017, and I moved because all of the universe conspired for me to make a dramatic change in my life, to embrace the energy of praise, gratitude, and love on a deeper level. And I'm just really excited about that. So I know we're going to be coming on up to the end of the show soon. I just want to share a few more things with you. Let's see. For one thing, as I mentioned, there are some great guests that I have scheduled to join me. On January the 17th, I'm going to have Tama Kivez, and I hope I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. We're going to talk about her book, Thriving Through Uncertainty. And then after that, I'm going to have a fellow Om Times radio show host join us, and that's Linda Joy. And we're going to talk to her and about everything that she does. So thank you for listening, one and all. Happy New Year. I love you tremendously. Know that the universe is here to serve you and always has your back. Take care and goodbye for now.